Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, di seluruh Australia, tempat penampungan yang aman bagi warga Australia tunawisma yang rentan telah banyak membantu kehidupan mereka selama pandemi virus corona ini. Dan para pendukung ingin agar perbuatan baik dan langkah-langkah dukungan yang diberikan selama pandemi ini agar terus dilanjutkan di masa depan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Navin Razik. Saat makan siang di Wayside Chapel di CBD Sydney, warga yang memerlukan bantuan disambut dengan makanan segar dan senyuman. Pusat-pusat drop-in masih tetap terbuka di tengah pembatasan COVID-19, namun dengan jam kerja yang lebih pendek. Lebih banyak pekerja kesejahteraan turun ke jalanan untuk membantu mereka yang tunawisma bersama dengan warga Australia yang rentan lainnya. Pastor John Owen adalah CEO dari Wayside Chapel.
Over the last few months, it's about not only caring for them, but it's keeping them alive through this pandemic. This coronavirus can really, if it gets into the homeless population, it'll wreak havoc.
Krisis penyedia akomodasi seperti organisasi nirlaba Rumah Yahudi telah menyediakan tempat tidur tambahan. Rabbi Mendel Castell memperkirakan akan menerima lebih banyak panggilan lagi untuk bantuan.
Finding is that people are starting to get really concerned. People are starting to lose their jobs. People are going through their bits of savings. So I think there's more still to come, unfortunately. There's many people who, for different kinds of reasons, find it difficult to even comprehend what the whole social distancing thing means, especially as they're traumatized and dealing with other challenges. So we need to work very sensitively and very carefully to be able to make sure that we don't frighten people or we don't re-traumatize people, but at the same time make sure that they're safe.
Pandemi telah mendorong tanggapan cepat dari pemerintah untuk melindungi warga Australia yang rentan. Di New South Wales telah ditambahkan jumlah akomodasi sementara untuk tidur kasar, beberapa menggunakan kamar hotel yang kosong. Garrett Ward adalah menteri komunitas dari New South Wales.
We've provided assistance to more than 1,000 rough sleepers since the start of April. We're absolutely committed to extending that caring and compassionate hand of friendship that people absolutely need.
Pastor John Owens mengatakan ia melihat dampak langsung dari tidur nyenyak.
After years and years of not resting, people are suddenly, all of a sudden, you can see clarity in their eyes. And I just had a conversation this morning with someone with tears in his eyes saying, I don't think I can go back to the streets. You know, after 2 weeks in a bed, you know, I feel like I'm becoming me again.
Para pendukung mereka ingin melihat langkah-langkah bantuan sementara ini diperluas melampaui pandemi. Namun, Ward mengatakan fokusnya adalah memutuskan siklus tunawisma dengan menggunakan langkah-langkah dukungan lainnya.
We have the capacity to extend those, but we don't want to see people staying in temporary accommodation. We want to build safe and stable lives for people. And
langkah-langkah kesejahteraan baru sementara yang diperkenankan oleh pemerintah federal ditujukan untuk menjaga rumah tangga agar dapat bertahan selama gangguan ekonomi yang disebabkan oleh pembatasan COVID-19. Profesor Paul Flatow dari University of Western Australia adalah salah satu akademisi yang prihatin tentang apa yang terjadi saat pemerintah mengakhiri dukungan itu setelah usai pandemi ini.
But we do need to be very careful because when that income support comes off, and we also have those who do not actually get job seeker allowance, won't be getting the job keeper allowance. And so we've got to be very careful what happens at the end of that because this economic downturn, contraction, is likely to last longer than the period of income support, and we are very concerned about what happens at the end of the year.
Namun, di tengah ketidakpastian saat ini, Pastor John Owens mengatakan ia melihat tanda-tanda perubahan positif bagi mereka yang menghadapi kesulitan, mengharapkan bahwa setelah pandemi akan muncul masyarakat yang lebih adil dan lebih baik.
It's just such an exciting time to be working in this space, seeing immediately saying to someone, if you want to get off the street, we can get you into a hotel for 30 nights. We've seen all of a sudden things that we were been told are impossible are suddenly made possible.
Anda dapat mengikuti perkembangan terkini tentang virus corona dari situs web sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.